RKR, reviving Ganasadage Radio.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
The spread of the COVID-19 virus and its variants has become critical. For everyone's well-being, contact must be kept to a minimum, and health measures must continue, including washing your hands, keeping your distance, and wearing a mask. If you have symptoms, get tested and self-isolate at home. This effort is essential. For more information, visit quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
What's up, what's up, what's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Yeah.
Bring a whole lot of,
bring a whole lot of,
a ton of buzz. There might be 50 of y'all, but there's a ton of buzz. Cold in the winter, ready for summer buzz. Yeah. Heavy season. With a ton of trucks, yeah, a ton of buck. Bring a whole lot of, a ton of buck. Bring a whole lot of, a ton of buck. It might be 50 of y'all, but there's a ton of us. Bring another scale,
bring it.
It's too heavy. Bring another scale, a crump way too heavy. Bring another scale,
damn.
It's too heavy,
damn.
It's too heavy. My crump is way too heavy. Bring another scale.
Bring it.
It's too heavy. I said bring another scale.
Another one.
My crump is way too heavy. Bring another scale. This is too heavy. This is too heavy. Man, it's too heavy. Bring a whole lot of.
A lot of it.
A ton of buck. It might be 50 of y'all.
50 of y'all.
But there's a ton of us. Cold in the winter. Ready for summer buck.
Keep it cold, boy.
Heavy season. A ton of trucks,
damn.
Ah, a ton of buck. Bring a whole lot of, a ton of buck.
Yeah.
Bring a whole lot of, a ton of buck. It might be 50 of y'all, but there's a ton of us. Time to wait out. You on your way out. Sniper mode, hit him from way out.
Charles Lowe's town.
Take it to the roof, boy. Bah. Take it to the roof, boy. Wait out. You on your way out. Sniper mode.
Sniper mode.
Hit you from way out. Just take it to the roof, boy.
Triple S fam, let's get it.
It's time to take it to the roof, boy. Cause it's a whole lot of.
A whole lot of.
A ton of buff. It might be 50 of y'all, but there's a ton of us. Cold in the winter.
In the winter.
Ready for summer buff.
Damn.
Heavy season. Going double.
Damn.
That's a ton of buck. A whole lot of.
Right now it's all about me. Self and
I step to him like, yeah, I've been gully. Been dirty bucking. Been had my Tim's muddy. I step to him like, homie, what's goody? Still keep it live. Still give him buck footy. I step to him like, yeah, I've been gully. Been dirty bucking. Been had my Tim's muddy. I step to him like, homie, what's goody? Still keep it live, still give him buck footy. Your whole get off ain't balanced.
Nah.
Won't last with those lame gallops.
Nope.
Whip the hammer out. Yeah, I brought a different mallet. Mozart on the beat. Yeah, you know this ain't no ballad. It's really bug. Them digits on your scale, they ain't valid. You a lightweight, you a fraud, like mail-in ballots. On the way to illest, getting off in Paris. We were programmed for this. Ask the homie Ballas. Buck addict, I'm like a fiend on him. That wobble looking like I'm trying to bob and weave on him. Sit in that pose, let me breathe on him. Either do him dirty or keep it clean on him. I can lean on him or keep it upright. I can do whatever, I know it's bug, right? I'm always here to give, but now it's like shooting games. I'm all about that first-person narrative. I step to him like, yeah, I've been gully. Been dirty bucking, been had my Tim's muddy.
I step to him like, homie, what's goody? Still keep it locked. Cold enough till I keep ripping, and I overbuck till I got y'all tripping. So I keep it brolic. Could I take a loss? No, I keep it solid. Should I kill them off? No, I won't stop it. Yes, I be on the rush. So I stay popping. Yes, I be on to some. Now I keep it going. Cause I don't snooze. How I keep rolling. Bet I don't lose. As I step to them like, yeah, I've been gully. Been dirty bucking. Been had my Tim's money. I step to him like, homie, what's goody? Still keep it live, still give him buck footy. Blow! Watch me go blow! Boom! Now watch me go. It's time to go bunkers. Yeah, yeah. You gotta go. This is too live, way too live. Way too live, way too live. So live, I'm feeling myself. Hype! Too buck, just feeling myself. Hype!
Yes, 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 yes. It is another Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and on the air this evening with me, I have Vlad Laurent, yes, a.k.a. Yes. Seven Star.
You're...
Yeah, and he is a pioneer in the Canadian hip-hop scene. In 2005, he co-founded the first crump crew in Canada called the Berserk Squad. And Seven Star is also the creator of Gutta Zone Fest, the first and biggest major crump festival in the country. He has been a guest competitor and judge both nationally and internationally in major competitions such as the International Illest Battle in Paris, European Buck Session in Germany, the Fitted Talk in the USA, and Royal Rumble in Switzerland, just to name a few. Seven Star, Vlad, how you doing, brother? Thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. Always great to chat with you, man.
Yeah, you have not let the pandemic stop you. You're like, can't stop, won't stop.
Hell
type
no.
of deal. So the show, you know, we had to kind of rearrange the format since the pandemic. And so, you know, like I said, you haven't let it stop you. So what have you been doing during this pandemic? Like, how has this experience been for you?
Well, it's been a rough experience for everybody. Obviously, I had a lot of, projects that were on hold or simply canceled. I mean, I was on tour performing my solo piece called Anima Dark Room. It's a piece that I choreographed with choreographer and dancer Lucy May. And, I just presented my last performance on December 8th at Maison de la Culture de Mont-Royal. And that show was supposed to be presented in London at the Breaking Convention. We had a lot of other presenters around the world that were interested in presenting and in having that show. So we were really planning on leaving the country and really go around the world with the piece. So that was a major hit for me, you know, knowing that all those plans for like a 1-hour performance solo piece that I have worked on for so many months was all of a sudden canceled. So I just turned around and I told myself, you know what? Everything that was at the bottom of my bucket list has now been shifted to the top, right?
Right, right.
So I decided to go, you know what? I always loved writing. I know before being a dancer, I was a rapper. I am a rapper, actually, because I still do music. But I thought, you know, let me go back to writing. But instead of writing songs, I was just, you know, writing some blogs. So I was writing like this more of a philosophical blog called 7 in the AM. Okay. Because I'm a night owl, you know. So it was just me, like, when everybody's asleep, what are the things that I'm thinking about? What are the thoughts that are crossing me? So I started blogging, and then I decided to start my podcast called The Street Dance Talk. Okay. Which is an experiment that I did because I knew that I was always interested in knowing how well I could do in a podcast format. So I did that for 6 months.
Okay.
And throughout the podcast, I was really started to rediscover things about myself, you know, through the content that I was creating for the podcast. So I decided to go back into writing, you know, as actual songs, but really focus on crump music because my community and my culture is very young and we still don't have a lot of rappers that are, that are doing like the kind of music that, you know?
Right.
So I started making music again, started writing again, started teaching online classes, created a studio in my basement, obviously, because that was my only way to keep, you know, the teaching alive.
Right.
So, yeah, I just been doing so many things and it opened so many new doors for me. So that's what I've been up to.
Nice. Nice. So I got to ask, you know, because I was introduced to Crump in the early 2000s via the movie. I'm sure you know which movie I'm talking about.
Yes,
Rise,
sir.
By Dave LaChapelle. Not to be confused with Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
Like, that's how I got my introduction to Crump, and I was totally enamored with just the visceralness of the dance, the power, the strength, the smoothness. So, but I guess the question on everybody who's a casual person who doesn't necessarily know what Crump is what is Crump? And how did you come to Crump?
Well, Crump is a dance style that started in the early 2000s in Los Angeles. More precisely, you know, Southern California, Southern Los Angeles, South LA. When you think of South LA, you're thinking about, you know, South Central, Compton, Watts, Inglewood, and those areas of the inner cities in the Black community, Black and brown community. A lot of youths were part of a movement called clowning.
Right.
And clowning is a form of dance that emerged in the 90s. It was started by Tommy the Clown. But clowning had very, like, specific characteristics in terms of the dance, the dress code. All the kids were wearing clown makeup. Mm-hmm. They had specific moves and a specific style that started to develop off of, you know, hip-hop culture. Because clowning is basically hip-hop dance, but they had their specific ways of approaching it. Very gimmicky, entertaining. You know, they would walk around and go to different like parties and you know, community centers or even schools, you know, just to perform. And it was, you know, targeted for the youth.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, some of the dancers started to feel very limited in that form of expression.
Yeah.
They wanted to create a style that was a more of a representation of the stuff they were going through. So obviously, South LA, you know, when you think of those neighborhoods, it's pretty hard over there. A lot of gang problems and all that. So they started to have a style that was a little bit more aggressive.
Right.
When we think of the creators, we often mention Ty Dize and Miho, mm-hmm. as well as other pioneers such as Little C, Miss Prissy, Slayer. You know, so those are the names that often come to mind when we think about the creators and pioneers. So it really started in 2000 and they really tried to, you know, make it a thing about expressing yourself and using your environment as your form of expression, which automatically made the dance a lot more aggressive than clowning. And that's when the separation started, mm-hmm. because when you look at the movie Rise, you see the clown dances and the Crump dancers, when they start the battle, you could see that there's a slight difference that's starting, and then Crump slowly evolved into its own style, its own culture. Yeah. And that's what Crump is in a nutshell. So much more. There's a lot more to it, but if I had to just, you know, skim through it, that's how I would explain it.
You know, it's so fascinating. Crump is so fascinating to me because I can see I've studied dance for many years in my life, and I can see connections to like traditional African dance in terms of the movement and the power of it. But then I became enamored with the haka, the Maori dance, and I saw a lot of similarities. Whether it's just by virtue of just, you know, we're all interconnected some way, somehow, or, you know, that there is a root that I feel, how do I say this? I feel that some way where we all are connected to something in some way, and we just kind of emulate that and we gravitate towards it. Like, I'll give you just a quick example.
Definitely. It's so interesting you're saying that, because when I first started, my first mentor, Otis Hobson, who's the first Crump dancer in Canada, like really one of the first, if not the first, when we started training back in 2008, we were training with the squad, the Berserk squad, and he literally made us do an exercise where he's like, yo, I saw something online and I relate to it in terms of the energy. And he was talking about the haka.
Right.
Yeah. So he showed us a video on YouTube and he's talked about the commitment and the energy and the facial and also into like just the overall spiritual commitment that these people have when they do this ritual, you know?
Yeah.
And we were looking at this and I was like, wow, this man was so ahead of his time because not too long ago, I was watching a video from Baby Tight Eyes. His name is Beast. When he was in New Zealand, and they literally did the haka, and it was during like a crump session and all that. So the energies are very similar. Whenever you're talking about, and I think it's interesting to always look at how those different like practices or rituals or art forms emerge in which context,
yeah,
you know, and a lot of times we figure out that they have a similar root. You know, when you look at the, you know, the Black American culture in certain like inner cities and all of that, a lot of the times, just like hip hop, you know, out of this oppression, out of poverty, out of like certain like adversity, there's always something beautiful that comes out of it. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's something that connects us like on a spiritual level, I feel. And Crump was very spiritual. Maybe not as much as when it started, but Crump stands for Kingdom Radically Uplifted Mighty Praise.
Wow.
That's the acronym of Crump. When a lot of Crumpers started, one of the places that they were able to dance was in churches. So they would go to church and it was a form of praise for them because obviously this dance style was not necessarily always accepted everywhere, but they were able to also practice and gather in the churches, not only as a form of dance, but also as a form of worship. So we also see the spiritual aspect of this commitment and this engagement, physical, like with the facial expression. And there's also a theatrical aspect to the dance, you know? So when we look at other cultures and we were able to see like those different like links, it makes so much sense, you know, when you look at the source and where it comes from.
Yes, 100%. I think about Israel Adesanya, who's a UFC fighter. And for he's based in New Zealand, right? But he's also a dancer. And for one of his fights, he came out and he did what I could only describe as a blend between the haka and crump.
Yes.
And to me, it's just a beautiful thing to see. He's from Nigeria, and he's obviously not from Southern California, South LA, and he's able to resonate with this on such a level.
He's a huge crump fan. He's a huge supporter of the culture. The style bender. He also, when he came out, he actually used one of Big Rules and DJ Shashu, who's from Montreal. They did a collabo, and the style bender used it for one of his intros. And you know, definitely he sees and he's experienced, you know, the whole haka culture because of where he lives, but he's also, like I said, been very close and supportive of the crump culture, and he's always like giving shouts to our pioneers and vets and all of that. And like you said, he really blended both, but I think that they are two styles or cultures that are very easy to blend. I would say it's easy for them to relate to one another, I would say, you know. So yeah, what you noticed at that moment is actually what it is.
Yeah, and just for our listeners who don't know what the haka is, because I sometimes forget that like people listening don't necessarily have that information. Haka is, and I've always been told by my Kaya, my teacher, that it's not a dance. It is a form of expression of self, in which it's not always a challenge. The haka is used to welcome people home, to send a message to an opposing team. The most common form of haka that we know that is like the most popular is the All Blacks when they're just before they're about to start the game, they open up with their haka, which is the kamate that most people know. So yeah, that's for those who don't know what the haka is. Google it, YouTube it, you won't regret it. One of the most beautiful hakas I've seen was the wedding haka, where like it's just amazing. Like people start crying and everything, and
yeah,
I think it's beautiful. How did you come to Crump?
I started Crump in 2005, actually November of 2005.
Right.
It was around November 23rd. So it's been 16 years now.
Wow.
First time I saw Crump was in a movie called Be Cool with John Travolta.
Okay.
There's like a little small segment that lasts like 10 seconds in there.
Right.
Where you have two guys that are just like wearing like makeup and they have long tees with like airbrush on it and they're just getting off super fast. And I remember seeing that in the movie and I was like, what is going on? Like, what are these guys doing?
Yeah. And forget the rest of the movie. Those 5 seconds, 10 seconds.
Exactly. That's all I could remember. I was like, yo, that was not something usual. There was something else, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the movie kept going and I was like, yeah, whatever. And that was like around February. I remember it was during the summer. And then all of a sudden, my bro PZ hits me up. He's like, yo, did you hear about this new movie coming out about this new dance style? Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is it? And then he sent me the trailer. And when I looked at it, I was like, yo,
that's what it is, man.
That's that little 5 seconds I saw in their movie. And there's like, that's that stuff. So I was waiting for that movie to come out. Mm-hmm. It came out in June of 2005, mm-hmm. but you know, it wasn't in the theaters here. So we had to find ways to find it on the internet.
Right.
We found the movie as soon as I saw Rise. I was sold. I went back home and I just started banging out, you know?
Right.
And that's how I discovered it. And then what happened is I was just practicing in my basement and trying to find stuff on YouTube.
Right.
To understand more about the culture, doing my own research. And there's one day where one of my friends, I call him Meg D. He's a popper from Montreal. And he said, yo, there's a dance event happening in Montreal. It's called Bust a Move.
Right.
You should definitely check it out. Now you probably heard about Bust a Move. It was one of the biggest street dance event in North America.
Yeah.
And that was the first edition. So Bust a Move won. My bro JF and Meg D come and pick me up and they bring me to Colanote. Back mm-hmm. in the days it was called Colanote on Park Avenue.
Right.
And we go there, we start dancing, and as soon as I got there, I was stunned because it was my first time actually seeing like the dance community.
Yeah.
I thought that a popper, a locker, or, you know, like a whacker, I thought that those things were only available like online or in the States. And when I saw that there was actual community here, I was tripping. I was bugging.
Right.
And then I see everybody. I'm like, yo, this is so cool. And I see one guy dressed up in a whole army suit with some big Timbs and a fitted hat that was just wilding. And I was like, yo, that's it. That's Crump right there. I recognize the energy. That's yeah. Crump. I know that's Crump. And then I just start hovering around.
Right.
I started hovering around him. I was like, yo, just watching the homie dance. That was Otis Hobson. Like mm-hmm. I was saying, the first crumper in Canada.
Right.
And then I was like, yo, what's going on? And I just kept watching. I didn't know how to approach him. I just was hanging around.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, there's this beat that started playing. And there's two girls that jumped in a circle. And they started like dancing like against him.
Mm-hmm.
Two hip hop chicks. Right.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, is this a battle?
What's going on?
And then yeah. I see him reply.
Responding.
And then
right.
I see one of the girl come. And I was like, yo, this is 2 versus 1. That is unfair. I can't let my dude
right.
battle like this. Man, I got to do something about Woo! This, bro. I just jumped in.
Just like that.
I just jumped in. Mind you, I don't know nobody in there. Nobody knows me. I don't really know what Crump is except for what I saw on YouTube.
And
but my first
that you've
instinct
been practicing.
Was to jump in and battle mm-hmm. and just hold it down for the homie that was just battling two people.
Right.
And Brian Joe, I don't even know him.
I know a little bit of the dance community. They just started going crazy, right? Like
it
you just jumped in and everybody was like,
I think they weren't because Crump at the time was so misunderstood.
It was so new.
Okay. Like, this is 2021. People still really don't fully know what it is. Mm-hmm. Imagine in
2005. Yeah.
So even the dance community was like, these guys are doing a whole bunch of nothing. And we probably were doing a whole bunch of nothing because, bro, like, we learned that stuff from YouTube.
Right.
So we didn't really have a foundation or anything. We was just mimicking everything, anything that we were seeing. So we were just starting getting off. And people were like, yo, what's going on? I felt more of like worries than actual like hype.
Okay.
But it was dope because it was like, and then it kind of faded out and everybody started dancing and everybody kind of went in their corner and it was that. And then the homie turned around. He's like, yo, you Crump? I said, bro, I saw it on YouTube. I saw Roz. Oh, so you saw Roz? Oh, yeah. Yo, I saw Roz too. And then he started talking so fast, like out of excitement.
Right.
Because he was like, yo, there's actually somebody besides me that's interested in Crump. And then he started talking. He's like, yo, where do you live? I said, yo, we got to link up. I was like, yo, where do you live? I said, I live in Laval. In which area? I'm like, well, I live in Fabreville. He said, me too. And we happen to live 5 minutes from one another.
There's no such thing as coincidences.
Exactly.
This
so
world.
That was a wrap from there, man. Like, mm-hmm. We linked up, you know, November of 2005. It was already snowing outside. It was cold. But we danced outside and I had my first lab with him. And he was really teaching me the stuff that he saw from some of the DVDs that came out before Rise.
Right.
So he already had like a lot of knowledge before Rise. He was already on it. So that's how it kind of came about. And from there, the rest is history, you know?
Right. Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, this evening you are listening to Soul Perspectives and we are speaking to Vladimir Seven Star Laurent, who is a pioneer in the Canadian crump scene. We do have to take a quick break. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Live up! I'm super live. Live up. Damn. S on my chest. Call me super live. Got my cape on. I'm super live. Ready to take off. Trying to get super live. Live up. Or get slaughtered, I'll let you decide. I'm super live, yeah, I'm feeling super live. Live up, head bussing, tear the roof off, tear the roof off, tear the roof off, like my name Buster. Live up, feeling hella pumped. Feeling hella pumped till I self-destruct. Chest bang, till I self-destruct. Live up.
This is super live. Whoa. This is super live.
Trying to break the rib cage. Man, I'm crazy with it. Man, I'm crazy with it.
Bang.
Live up.
Blood rushing.
I'm trying to break my rib cage.
Rush, chest pop.
Man, I'm crazy with
head bussing.
This is super live. This is super live.
Whoa,
this is super live. This is super live. This is super live.
Bang.
Strictly for my ill ones. Strictly for my ill ones. Welcome to Paris.
It's gotta be Shashu.
Welcome to Paris. Time to get live up in this. So live, hands up, ready for the live business. It's time to bring the noise.
Ici c'est Paris.
Yeah, bring the
noise. Ici c'est Paris.
Welcome to Paris. Time to get live up in this. So live, hands up, ready for the live business. It's time to bring the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring the noise. You a baby next to a grizzly. I bought you a cuff fitted. Put your ego to the side or get dragged in the mud with it. What we here for, Jancy? We here to make some noise. Yeah, we here to make some noise. Yeah, we came to make some noise. The hype got me crazy.
Hype,
you might get crazy.
crippled. Usually double on the pump, pump, but it might get tripled. I'm talking buck, buck, buck. Hit him with the blue rocker. Total package, peep the placement and how I groove proper. You don't believe in my power? Well, I'ma soon knock him. I'm one of the sickest. Bring me a new doctor. Some of you dudes cocker. Claim that you a beast, but we don't get your language. Nah. So I guess I'ma call you Chewbacca. Boom, shakalaka loaded. You know what's the slogan? Goons rock and rolling with the scope. Yeah, got us going. Soon on the target. Trigger happy. Yeah, I gotta fold him. Boom. Gotta keep on trucking. Gotta keep on bucking. Boom. Welcome to Paris. Time to get live a business. So live, hands up, ready for the live business. It's time to bring the noise. Ici c'est Paris. Bring the noise.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la la la, la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Wash and use hand sanitizer, fa la 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 la.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and with us this evening we have 7 Star, a.k.a. Vladimir Laurent, the pioneer of the Canadian crump scene. We were talking a little bit about the history of crump and how 7 Star got to crump. I wanted to ask you, because you kind of said there's a difference between crump music and hip-hop music. What is the difference?
Well, I think that the main difference would be that, first of all, let's just always remember that crump is an offspring of hip hop.
Yes. You know,
so we can't deny that. But when you look at the evolution of crump music, at first it was very hard to distinguish crump music from regular hip hop music.
Right.
But I think that throughout, like, there maybe around 2012, 2010, the music really slowed down. It became a little bit more dark, you know.
Okay.
There's also the fact that you're going to hear a lot of hype ups in crump music. What do I mean by that?
Right.
You know, M.O.P. was one of the major influences for crump. You know, M.O.P., Busta Rhymes, you know, all those hardcore hip hop artists. And a lot of times in the crump track, you're going to hear the shouts like "Choo choo, take chains off." You know, they're going to sample some of the screams that you're going to hear, like "Woo-ha," like from a Busta Rhymes track,
right,
and all that. So those are the hype ups. Also, in terms of, like, just from a lyrical perspective, when you listen to a crump rapper, we only talk about crump.
Okay.
That's all we talk about. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, a very unique characteristic of crump music, is that if there's actual lyrics on it, we usually only talk about crump-related, you know, topics. That's all it is, you know. So that already puts me in a category of being a crump artist, because everything that I'm talking about is always crump-related.
Okay, so what do you mean by crump-related?
Like the content, the lyrical content. Like, for example, when you hear my, you know, this track that I released called "A Ton of Buck." The term "buck" is a term that we use to define the feeling of crump, you know.
Right.
When we do say something, somebody is very super crump, we say that person is buck. You know,
right.
My buck is infinite. We could go 2,000 rounds.
Right.
You never heard, you heard about a ton, that's about 2,000 pounds. Ready to dump it up. Like, every time I'm talking, I'm only talking in terms of, like, as if I was battling somebody,
right,
as if I'm in a session, as if I'm going through something that's crump related. Like, everything always comes back to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when people hear the lyrics from a crump track, if they're not in the culture, they don't know
they
what
don't
the hell we're talking
what
about.
You're talking,
you know,
about. Right.
So that's already in itself a very unique characteristic of crump music. But then it has evolved, like, because when you hear people like Playa from Ukraine, Mozart from Paris, or HB from the U.S., they all have distinct, like, very distinct sounds. But the heaviness of crump is always there and present, and the bass and the kick drums are super heavy. Everything is always has that aggressive sound, even though they use different sounds or different, you know, song structures.
Right. You just said it's very heavy, but I've seen you perform, and you've performed at Black Theater Workshop. You mm-hmm. were the 2018 recipient of the Gloria Mitchell Aliong Award. And you performed Crump, but mm-hmm. you switched it up.
Yes.
This was a much gentler, still as powerful and still as hard, but because you use a completely different song and you...
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that, because like a lot of people may, and I'm sure there's people who are going to go and YouTube it and they'll think, oh, it's violent and oh, it's mm-hmm. hard and it's just, everybody just looks mad and angry. But Crump is not limited to that.
No, not at all. I think the key word, like a lot of people like to use violent or aggressive when the key word is passionate.
Right.
It's passion, you know, right. and a lot of times we take things at a first level, you know, first degree, level, you know, when you see a basketball player do a 360 slam dunk, once that player lands on the ground, he might just look up, pump his fist and start screaming as if like he was mad at the world.
Yeah.
You see like a football player score a touchdown. I remember the first time I scored a touchdown, my boy Josh grabbed me by the helmet and he hit me 3 times and I had a headache for the rest of the game. Like, so my thing is this, was he mad at me? No, but in certain settings, in certain forms of certain types of sports, art forms or whatever, we have different ways to express something that would probably be expressed in a different way outside of that art form.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on you.
But it's real talk. Telling you, man, I was playing for Les Loups de Curie-Antoine Labelle, man, in Laval when I was in high school. First time I catch the ball, it was like a hitch pass. I remember I just juked 2 guys and then I sprinted for 60 yards, touchdown. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. First touchdown. And this boy comes through. I see him run. Yeah, good job, bro. Bow, bow, bow. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, bro, I just scored a touchdown. Like, why are you trying to kill me, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? So somebody anybody that's going to look as a spectator is going to clearly see that that's a celebration.
Yeah.
So when people see us crump and they think that we mad, they simply don't understand the context in which we're expressing ourselves. Mm. Crump is a very, obviously, it's aggressive, it's intense, but it's all about passion. Most of the time, I'm super happy when I'm dancing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just a way for me to, it's easier for me to express myself in that art form. And it's not for everyone, you know?
No.
So when people look at crump, they have to understand that it's all about passion. It's about motivation. It's about, you know, for some people, it has a spiritual connotation. And that is going to bring you to places where you express yourself in a very intense way, in a very, like, transparent, vulnerable way. But this is what the dance is about, you know? So, but that doesn't keep me from dancing to other styles, because when you master something, you're able to express it in different ways. And I always tell people, I believe crump belongs everywhere. It belongs in movies. Mm-hmm. It belongs on the streets. Mm-hmm. It belongs in theaters. You could dance crump to classical music. You could, like, once something is mature enough and is seasoned well, then it could be presented anywhere. It's like rapping. You know, if you're a dope rapper.
Yeah.
And you could just be on a pop song. You could hop on a jazz track. You could hop on anywhere because you understand your track, and it doesn't make you less of a rapper, or it doesn't make your stuff not rap anymore. You know. So,
and as a master of your craft, you're able to adapt to different situations.
Yes, exactly. So that's really the main thing, I think, in terms of crump, but and it has evolved now. More people know about it, so therefore, it is you will find it in different contexts. You know, like I said, my solo piece Anima Darkroom is a 1 hour solo piece.
Yeah,
I'm not dancing like full out for an hour straight.
No,
but I'm definitely using elements of crump in a different way, in a different setting, which allows me to perform. You know, so
yes. So you have dropped an album.
Yes, no,
this past November, Like you said, you in the pandemic, you had to reevaluate. You couldn't do your tours anymore, so you got back to your first craft, which was writing, mm-hmm. and you dropped your album that's called Diff Diff.
Diff Diff, baby.
Tell
yes.
us a little bit about that, because I saw your videos, and I tell you as a person who videographer, and actually I had hired your squad back in 2008. We did a I don't know if you were part of the group, but Taminator was there.
Okay.
And two or three other folks were there.
Okay.
And we did we brought Crump onto the song was called Chilavec Escro.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't remember that. You've done so many things.
Damn, man. I don't remember. If you have the link or anything, send it to me.
I will.
It might ring a bell, but nah, it's 2008 is already like a while ago, right?
It's over a decade ago.
Yo, that's crazy.
But yeah, as like a video person myself, like I really enjoyed the videos and the creativity that went into it. But tell us a bit about this album. Tell us a bit about Diff Diff.
Well, it was, I was really, you know, most of the people that knew that I was first a rapper, I started writing at the age of 11 and I started recording my first song. I was 14. Most of the people always ask me, yo, are you ever going to go back to it? Or are you ever going to go back to it? And one of the reasons why I stopped is because Crump took such a big place in my life. But also in terms of the hip hop world, there's stuff that I didn't want to be associated with. You know,
okay.
I feel like the content of a lot of those rap artists nowadays is not something that I could relate to necessarily. Being right. somebody that is trying to bring positivity to the community, working with the youth. There's a lot of stuff that I feel like, yo, I can't be talking about the same stuff that I was talking about when I was younger and they started rapping, you know what right. I'm saying? So it was hard for me. Like, if I go back to rap, I want to be able to talk about something that makes sense to me and also something that's a little bit more mature and that resonates with me. So I was like, hey, what better opportunity than to really reinvent myself as a Crump artist? I'm not only a dancer. I'm also a rapper. I organize events. I want to get into acting. I want to get into that, but I want to represent Crump throughout all the spheres that I want to dab into, you know? So I released my first track. It was a single called Buck Talk in July of 2020. And then I started gaining momentum by just releasing singles. And people were like, as people in my community were like, yo, 7-Star is nice on the mic. You know, like he's actually rapping, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just got back into the flow of things. And then I started creating songs. And like I said, it was easy for me because I have my home studio now. So it was like easy for me to produce and write and record. Actually, I didn't produce anything, but every time I was collaborating with some of the Crump producers, they were sending me so much stuff and they were happy to see like a new voice in the Crump world that was rapping. Mm-hmm. And Diff Diff is a slang that me and my little homies use a lot. You know, mm-hmm. it's inspired by Ha Ha Davis. Okay. You know, when Ha Davis always says, oh, she cold. Oh, she's thick. And, you know, he always repeats the same thing twice. Yeah. And I just said, yo, that my boy's moving different. He's diff.
Right.
You know, we just started using that hashtag diff.
I have to say, that's a very Caribbean thing.
Oh, for real?
That's a very Caribbean thing. It's a very English-speaking Caribbean thing. Because we do that often when we double up the words, yeah. you know, like for example, the food good.
It's good.
Why? me have some ackee and saltfish and it good, you know.
Good,
you know, like we do. That's a very Caribbean thing as well. So I'm like, I love when things that are, and I don't know if maybe this was like the inspiration from the person that you drew inspiration from.
Yeah.
Like, I love seeing how cultures just blend and things just come together in such an organic
yeah,
way.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ha Ha Davis is a comedian that's super funny. You look at his skits on Instagram, and obviously, you know, black folks, there's a lot of times we could relate to one another, even if it's different cultures.
Yep.
It's still like that thing where as soon as he started doubling up the own words, but really exaggerating it, I was like, I was sold.
Yeah.
So I started using that in my everyday life. And then that diff came out. Instead of saying different, we say diff. And it's a slang that always came out. And when I started making music, like people were, I was catching momentum in my community, and I was like, yeah, I want to do things differently. And with this album, first of all, I want to really go get like several producers. I have 7 different producers on the whole album. I have Shashu that's on there, Kid NY, from two producers from Paris, Kid NY and Mozart, and also Jamsey is also from Paris, and Sulfabex actually, you know, like, and all those people, and then Ukraine people. And then I was just like a nice collabo. I felt like there was something missing in the crunk world in terms of like, of the quality of the sound and mixing the mastering. So I was like, I'm really going to invest in that. I felt like a lot of the crump artists didn't have the visuals to come with their singles or their tracks, right? So
right.
Sorry. So I figured like, yo, let me really go that route and bring something different to the game. Also there, I felt like I didn't want to cuss on my album.
Okay.
No cussing, no N-word, this and N-word that, because this is also a change that I'm trying to bring, because I'm like, yo, I want my youth to listen to this without having to worry about anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was also a thing for me. And it's about bringing quality music and do stuff differently and open new doors that feels like a little bit like more mainstream doors are being opened with this project. Mm-hmm. You know, when people look at the quality of the music videos, the quality of the album, they're like, yes, it is possible for us crump artists to make grimy, like street stuff, mm-hmm. but it's also possible for us to fit in and compete with the mainstream artists. Yeah. That's my mentality. Like my music should be, I should be able to put my music next to J. Cole's. Right. I should be able to put my music next to any mainstream hip hop artist that's out there. Right? Right. So that's a different mentality. It's a different way to do it. It's a different approach. It's diff. That's what the concept is.
Diff. And you worked with quite a few local artists. Tell me about Ton of Buck. This, yeah. Like, because I was completely captivated when I watched the video, because you use 2 environments, and you're out in the snow,
yeah,
with a white mask on, and then mm-hmm. you have the second environment. Like, what was the thinking behind the concept behind the videos?
Well, my bro PZ is an amazing you know, video director. I've been knowing him for over 20 years. He's worked with like international artists, like from India, a lot of, you know, people from Africa, you know, from the Congo. And also he worked with Glasses Malone, who's a, you know, well-known rapper on the West Coast, Ty Dolla $ign. So I'm just fortunate to have him as a close friend and an amazing video director. And I told him like, yo, I'm really serious about this crump music stuff. But I'm going to come out with a bang. I don't want to do like a little like music video. I want people to show people that I'm serious and I'm ready to invest. He said, all right, whatever you want to do, but just keep in mind that, you know, this is winter, you know, like, so we might have to shoot inside. But then in my chorus, when you look at Ton of Buck and Ton of Buck remix, mm-hmm. My chorus says cold in the winter, ready for summer bug, east side, west side, you know? So I was like, well, it's the winter, but I don't remember seeing any crump music videos shot in the snow. So he was like, yo, I know a nice spot maybe where we could go at. Mm-hmm. I was like, let's get it. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the track is featuring my boy Big Rip from Boston. But because of the pandemic, I couldn't drive him out down here for him to come and be part of the video. So I only did my verse, which is for the chorus and the first verse, right?
Right.
So this is why it's a very short music video. But it was just about like, yo, coming out with a different aesthetic, you know, and also referring to what I'm seeing in the summer. Like, hey, it's cold in the winter, but I'm ready for summer buck. Like, we're going to keep it cold for now, but as soon as everything gets back up and everything opens up, and it's also referring to the pandemic, like mm-hmm. when everything opens up, bro, like I'm ready to drop this buck on you. Yeah. And, you know, After all of this, I ended up dropping my album. So yeah, we just wanted to do something simple that looked good and make it buck, man, and show people a different way of presenting crump music and a crump artist, basically.
Boy, I'm just enjoying the conversation, but it's radio, so we do have to take a break. We do have to play some music. Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are speaking to Vladimir Seven Star Larore, the president of Montreal Crump Alliance, pioneering Canadian crump, just all of the things right now. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
This feels like a turnip.
Let's get it. I don't bounce, I don't sway, I just skip on them, skip. Skip on them, look what I did on them. Do it big on them. Steady dip on them. Tell my homie, y'all, we about to do a little jig on them. I don't bounce, I don't sway, I just skip on them. Skip on them, look what I did on them. Do it big on them. Steady dip on them. Tell my homie, y'all, we about to do a little jig on them. Chest popping, skip, whoa, smacking, groove, whip, pose, wobble. Focus, placement, we jabbing. The streets, your room, the basement, we labbing. I'm hefty, I'm live, no guessing. Just bring it, grab em, slam em, snatch it, then swing it. Bang out, bang out, bang out, bang out, bang out, bang out. Man, we bang it out on em. I don't sway, I just skip on them, skip on them. Look what I did on them. Do it big on them. Steady dip on them. Tell my homie, y'all, we about to do a little jig. One rounder, rumble, dunk, snap it, it's trouble, double, pump it, over, pump it. Wild life, tips and chucks, style, hype, rocking. Grooving, it's danger, it's heavy. Trucks, Denalis, Rangers, Chevy. Bang out, bang out, bang out, bang out, bang out, bang out. Man, we bang it out on them. You know we feelin' buff. Pull up to your session like I don't bounce, I don't sway, I just skip on them, skip on them. Look what I did on them. Do it big on them. Steady dip on them. Tell my homie, y'all, we about to do a little jig on them.
Crazy, I done made this hype. Bring the house down, him and his whole squad got annihilated. Yo. Some of y'all think this is violent, but you know what? I ain't stopping. Nah. Won't give a buck like 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100's all I got in my pocket. You no match for me. You think so well, better realize you've been fantasizing. Yo. Better get out the way, cause I pull up the extension and start to vandalize it. Y'all been popping off online, but when it's on site, you and your fam be hiding. Yo. All that rah rah, but you won't back it up. Stop with the fake buck, just be silent. It can all be silly and funny till I run up on your hella buck with the gully feel. Yo. Catch at least 20 bodies, no less 20. That's the reason why I had to call 20 kills. Buck business, lifestyle, and buck, hype out, hype. Hit the switch, lights out, no sleep, I'm a night owl.
I've been by it, we could go rounds. Got my own slang, got my own sound. My ring and my middle finger, they both down. In case you ain't know it, that's Los Town. Los Town, Los Town.
What up, Texas?
Shout out to the bro out.
Illa Red, yo, this finna go south. Time to get buck, let's go wild.
Silence.
So I swing him out the window. Then slam his little through the wall. And when that lob just goes through the roof, that means we gone through it all. Ask me how I feel.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of vibe.
Yeah, ask me how I feel.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of vibe.
I'ma show him how I feel.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of violent.
Man, I just killed the session.
Moment of silence. With the madness causing havoc, still buck, never lost a habit. Nah, I'm wildin', yeah, I'm with the violence. War ready, go for the dub, battle in the streets, outside of the club. Wildin', straight buck, bring it back.
So I swing him out the window, then slam his little through the wall. And when that loudness goes through the roof, that means we gone through it all. Ask me how
feeling kind of vibe.
Yeah, ask me how I feel.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of vibe.
I'ma show them how I feel.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of violent.
Man, I just feel the session.
Moment of silence.
Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Somebody about to get murdered. Don't hurt him.
I found like another level. I've been there training before, but I found another level of just that darkness. And whenever we're training, he's like, go numb. He just says, go numb.
Yo.
Embrace the darkness.
Now.
Yeah.
It is time.
Yo. This is hefty. Is that extreme thinking? Got him saying seven is either high. Who's been drinking? Nah. It's the mindset of a buckaholic. A time where the pressure increases in the chamber. Like it's hyperbolic. At the session, the hype is solid. The littles are getting off, and Junior Madrip, hyperbolic. Heaven on earth is what I like to call it. Seven on earth is not forever. That's why I might go all in. Damn. Me and this buck got a tight relation. The Reaper comes whenever. Sometimes he be so impatient. But when he does take me, just know there'll be no replacement. But while I'm still here, elevation's what we gon' be chasing. I'm sick with it. This book is really looking chronic. They can't stomach it. I book till I make haters vomit. You can only D-I-E if the feel is honest. And since we know tomorrow isn't promised, homie, get off till you die. Till you die. Get off till you die. Heart racing till it stops pacing. Die. One day we will all face it. Die. And when I run out of steam, I hear Miho's voice in my head scream. You better get off till you die. I'm finna go in and I will hold back. Got a lot on my chest. I'm dancing the whole trap. I'm bucking for the ones who died to another brother's gun. I'm bucking thinking about my Brody, who just lost his son. I'm bucking for you who told me it was alright. Was going through depression and ended up taking your own life. I'm bucking for the next generation in need of guidance. For the ones without a voice, the ones forced to live in silence. Bucking on all of you who claim that I'm too oppressed to make it. The ones who disrespect the crumb, knowing that to us it's sacred. I'm bucking for the lost ones, the love family members. Just know it can all be joy. It ain't gotta be anger. For my pops who never got to see me on stage, it got me bucking out of love. It got me bucking out of rage. It got me take it to the limit, no matter what the cost is. And when you see that I get exhausted, just tell me get off me.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are with Vladimir Seven Star Lahore, the president of Montreal Crump Alliance, a pioneer of Crump in Montreal, in Canada, recipient of multiple awards, and now has retransitioned back into his first love, which was hip-hop music, but it's specifically the child of hip-hop, Crump, the Crump music that he's focusing on. I want to get back to a little bit of the dance a little bit and switch the conversation. So, again, for people who are not necessarily familiar with Crump movement, because you talk about buck and how buck is an expression, but buck can also be related to the movement, because, like, in Jamaican terms, you buck your toe. So, like, your buckito is you hit something, and hitting something is, like, you know, you can buck your chest, you can buck your arms. You specifically, because I remember, I've even though you and I aren't very close, whenever you were performing, or you, because you performed in, Berserk Squad performed at CCSU, and I remember watching very intensely you guys rehearsing your set, and you have very specific moves. You have this kind of trigger neck move where you're like triggering from your neck and you pull it out and you come back. Tell us a little bit about the story behind the movement that occurs in maybe specifically your dance, because you can't necessarily speak to everyone else.
Well, my approach when it comes to Crump is very similar. I always compare it to writing. because obviously it's an easy comparison for me to do as a writer, as a rapper and all of that. For me, it's like you have your alphabet, you know, this is your ABCs, your jabs, your chest pops, your stomps. They're your ABCs. They're moves that are very aggressive. They're very simple. They're straight to the point. They can be very linear in some ways. But then once you have your ABCs, it's all about how you place, in which order you place those letters, which then you create words and all that, you know. But even if you have the words and everything, all of that is nothing without the thoughts, your imagination. What are you trying to say? So it's actually your intentions and your ideas and your creativity that gives life to the alphabet, you know. So this is the same thing with Crump. I could have a jab, but everybody has the same jab because a jab is just the extension of your elbow, arm. Just like you're punching, like boxing. But then it's like, what's going to make Kim's jab different from Seven Star's jab?
Right.
Is the idea behind it. So if you're jabbing and then you're imagining in your head that you're punching a brick wall, then your reaction to your jab is going to be way different than if you're jabbing and somebody's pushing you in the back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's really what it comes down to. It comes down to understanding the basics, but so then having the freedom to do whatever you want because of the intention behind the movement.
So basically how I'm understanding your description of it is every movement is a letter of an alphabet that you're creating, and it can be your own or it can be learned from, like, obviously if you go to a class, then you're going to learn a different alphabet, and then you basically write your own poetry.
You write your own poetry through, and then it's
through,
like,
movement.
Yes, through movement. And then it's all about understanding the different ways of you connecting those words, because learning a jab is not enough. You need to understand how this jab can be also combined with every other letters.
Right.
But once you have that down pack and you're able to shuffle the letters in any direction, in any ways, that's where the freestyle really takes another level. And now you're able to add your intentions, your character, your alter ego to it. And it automatically modifies the way that you do things. And it becomes something that's way more personal, you know?